In February of this year, President Barack Obama vetoed the Keystone XL pipeline. If it had been completed, it would have finished a project connecting oil sources in Canada to the U.S. Gulf Coast. Oil is an energy source that triggers poor health and environmental consequences. However, it is also a pillar of the U.S. economy. Claire Brees reports further on this oil-driven struggle. These are the sounds of over 100 peaceful activists protesting the Keystone XL pipeline last spring. This ongoing political argument has touched many Americans across the country. Aubrey Tingler is an environmental activist and a senior at Emory University. She agrees with the protesters and the final decision to veto.
The Keystone XL pipeline running through, you know, essentially the middle of our country would do a lot more harm than good. It would pollute our water. It would give dangerous jobs to people who maybe don't have other opportunities and feel desperate. And so I really don't think we benefit economically or environmentally in the long run.
Since the pipeline will no longer be completed, the alternate method of transportation for oil is by train. Emory environmental science professor Tracy Gandel has a starkly different opinion and argues that the pipeline was actually more environmentally friendly than the alternatives.
The way it makes it to the market right now is it gets loaded on to railway cars that have horrendous safety track records that can come off the tracks, can rupture, can go into rivers, kill fish. It's not working.
Despite various contradicting opinions on the pipeline veto, there is a general understanding of the hazards related to oil, such as pollution, oil spills, and climate change. Barry Ryan is a professor at Rollins School of Public Health and has a chemistry background. He explains that oil has a direct contribution to dangerously high levels of greenhouse gases.
Burning fossil fuels essentially releases carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas that raises the temperature of the Earth substantially. We're at a point now where we're close to the saturation effect of carbon dioxide.
According to the Energy Information Administration, which is an independent data resource, the United States is the largest oil consumer in the world by at least 54%. These rates of usage are huge despite the known consequences of oil use. William Sies, a geologist from Emory University, explains the positives of oil use, possibly explaining these high rates.
So it's easily transported from one place to another. It has a high content of energy for unit mass. It burns easily. The efficiency of it is there's fairly little waste from burning oil.
The infrastructure for oil is already in place. In addition, combined with natural gas, oil directly or indirectly supplies the U.S. economy with over 9 million jobs. Size uses a vivid analogy to further explain oil's influence.
It's liquid money, basically. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, base their economy on oil.
Oil has a strong influence on the country. Is it even possible to switch to renewable energy? Tingler explains her hope for the future.
I think it is possible because I'm one of those optimists who thinks that if you can make your voice heard, things might start to happen.
Claire Brees, Emory News Now.